This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And please do tune in next week to hear Kevin in his interview with psychiatrist Dr. Elizabeth Stuller. The show is streamlined through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And remember, you can visit Village Green. You can go to the store on Cedar Lane, and you can go to the site. You get expert advice on supplements in both locations. Both the store and the website should be your resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. They have excellent advice and experts at the Village Green. Now, before we get started on our healthy brain aging with Deanna Minich, we cover news that you can use. And I thought I would cover a little bit about something that was just in the paper. I like to give a response, and I will be writing the health section of the Washington Post on this issue. And they had the article just this week about supplements can be risky. And certainly when you're taking supplements, you want to be safe. You want to have products that are safe. And those that use GMP, the pharmaceutical manufacturing techniques, are certainly the ones that are going to be the safest. And this article points out that there are some that can be risky. And they listed some that most people are not aware of. And I'm just going to let you know the names. Aconite, bitter orange, chaparral, colloidal silver, coltsfoot, comfrey, country mallow, germanium, greater celandine, kava, lobelia, and yohimbe. And they give a discussion of each one of those. And the issues really are the purity, whether they are pure, and their safety, and certainly the amounts used. But I want to talk about this greater impact of the safety of nutritional supplements. And it's a far greater issue. Let's talk about some statistics. In 2008 and 2009, the FDA said it received 1,359 reports of serious adverse effects from supplement manufacturers and 602 from consumers and health professionals. So that's about 2,000 adverse reports. These are not deaths, but they're adverse effects and reports of adverse effects. Now, how does that stack up compared to medications? First of all, the Journal of the American Medical Association, this is from an article in 2000, and also from the CDC, National Center for Health Statistics Information, in 2003. The medical profession itself is the third largest cause of death in the United States, just behind heart disease and cancer. Now, if we break it down, the negative effects of medications is 106,000. Hospital infections, 80,000. Hospital other errors, 20,000. Necessary surgery, 12,000. Hospital medication errors, 7,000. So the total deaths from medications in 2000 was 113,000. The current number is 150,000. Now, those are deaths. The adverse findings, the reports of adverse effects are far greater, in the millions. So how does the safety of supplements compare to the safety of medications? The deaths per year by supplements are 0 to 2 per year, which is 0.0001%. It's a very low risk. Now, I will say we want safe supplements, but these numbers are so impacting, and they actually only included deaths from hospitals and medications. They did not include deaths from private practices. So with that number alone, the deaths from the medical profession, 225,000 in 2000, 345,000 now, that is 6,635 deaths per week. It is 17 jumbo jet crashes every week of the year. And that's huge. So when we talk about regulations, we want our supplements to be produced with the GMP, just like the pharmaceuticals. But we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. I will also say that one of the complaints of some of the listed supplements were that they contain hidden drugs or steroids. And that has been going on since 2008. But so does your water supply, your public water supply. The contamination with antibiotics and medications is a significant problem and something that cities, counties, states, and the federal government are trying to tackle. So that was just to give you some relative information about this issue of supplement safety. Now, just a brief introduction, we're going to be talking about brain aging and healthy brain aging and what we can do to keep our brain healthy. Well, first of all, we've got to get the nutrients to the brain. The brain is like any other tissue. It is very dependent on excellent nutrition. And if we don't eat a good diet, we can't make nutrition out of junk food. That just doesn't happen. And most of the junk food actually is an antagonist to nutrition. So even if we eat a healthy meal and we eat a lot of junk food, we're suppressing some of the nutrients that we get from that healthy meal. Now, let's say we're eating an excellent diet, we're taking in good foods, we still have to digest them well. If we're on antacids, that's not going to happen. Antacids impede digestion significantly. They're not intended for long-term use. They're intended for short-term use, and their effect is especially profound in very young children. So once the food hits your stomach, it has to be handled by stomach acid, and then we get a release of pancreatic enzymes and alkalizers in the duodenum, the small first part of the small intestine, and that breaks down the food into smaller portions. I call food dollars, and breaking proteins down to amino acids, fats to fatty acids, and carbohydrates to simple sugars is breaking the dollars down to coins. Your body can't handle the food. It can only handle the digested components of the food. So further along the digestive tract, they have to be absorbed through the mucosal tissues. And there are lots of medications that interfere with this, and certainly many conditions, inflammatory bowel conditions, Crohn's, most of the bowel conditions affect nutrition absorption negatively. Then they have to travel in the bloodstream and get to the tissues, and the tissues have to take up these nutrients and transport the nutrients and the byproducts to the tissues. So the cells do all the work, and they break down the nutrients, and then we make everything from antibodies to neurotransmitters to body tissues. This is part of growth. And the blood-brain barrier is the barrier that allows nutrients in and keeps toxins out. It's an intelligent barrier. But there's some material and chemicals and toxins that can fit through the or permeate the blood-brain barrier. And there are substances that can be transported through the blood-brain barrier by special carriers. and some materials can break down that blood-brain barrier. So there's a lot to consider when we are looking at the brain. When we talk about diet, we know that high fiber, antioxidants, are very important to a healthy brain. But let's talk about some of the nutrients, just a rundown. Omega-3 will always come up first because DHA, the omega-3 fatty acid that's found in breast milk, and it's now being added to formulas, but not sufficient amounts. The DHA makes up part of the brain. It is essential. And with omega-3, we have better cognition, vision. We have better hormones, immune system, cardiovascular. It plays a lot of roles. And when a baby stops nursing, if there isn't omega-3 in the diet, the cognition and the vision actually decline. So when someone says how important are omega-3s, they're important prior to getting pregnant, throughout pregnancy, and throughout life until death. So omega-3 fatty acids, and then we look at B vitamins, the antioxidants, something called lipoic acid, a huge antioxidant, CoQ10. Some people see CoQ10 as important for the heart. It's also important for the brain. Amino acids like carnitine, we've got carnosine, ginkgo biloba, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, beta carotene. There are many phytonutrients. The brighter in color your food is, the healthier for you. So I want you to stay with us. We will talk about healthy brain aging as soon as we get back after this break. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro interview psychiatrist Dr. Elizabeth Stuller. It will be very interesting. And today's guest is also very interesting, Deanna Minich, and she is a nutritionist and vice president of research and development and communications with Metagenics. She did receive her doctorate in medical sciences, human nutrition and metabolism from the University of Groningen, and that's in the Netherlands, and she has a master's of science degree in human nutrition and dietetics from the University of Illinois as well. Welcome to the show, Deanna.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dana. Lovely to be here again.
Well, you always have good information for our listeners. Tell us a little bit about what you do and about Metagenics.
Yeah, sure. Metagenics is a company. It's a lifestyle, or actually a life sciences company, and we really are focused on reducing chronic disease through helping practitioners to help their patients make healthy lifestyle choices. So we do have a first-line therapy program. We also have more than 350 different nutritional products to assist with different platforms of health and promoting health in certain areas. And so at Metagenics, we have a research campus in Gig Harbor, Washington, and our corporate offices are in San Clemente, California. We also have offices in Australia and in Belgium. And so I'm at the R&D facility, which is in Gig Harbor, Washington, and what I oversee is really how we communicate research within the company, getting our work into publications, also being the outreach for clinical support, technical support, and really looking for new ingredients on the outside, bringing them in. And in addition to all of that, I'm also a clinician at the Functional Medicine Research Center. So not only do we do cell studies here on site, we also have a small clinical facility where we can see patients within a research context.
Well, it's very exciting. I have certainly been familiar with Metagenics for many decades and impressed with their products, but also impressed with the kind of, I think, very forward-thinking research that Metagenics accomplishes. And maybe as we talk about our subject, healthy brain aging, you'll be able to bring some of that in. And let's get on to our subject. Everybody's concerned about their brain, and certainly as people age, they like to age more healthfully. The older generation is getting younger and younger in their attitude and their exercise and their lifestyle, so we want to help them with that. Let's get started with the brain and how it ages. Sure. and what we can do about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the brain aging, as you mentioned, we're getting younger in our habits, thankfully, because what we're seeing in the research is that brain aging is found to start at age 40. And when you look at the research and you look at gene profiles from brain samples, these would be postmortem brain samples, looking from ages within the 20s all the way to in the 90s, what you start to see in the 40s and middle age is really this shift in genetic profile. So we start to see some changes in oxidative stress in the brain, and how the brain is able to recover and repair. So in the younger segment, what you see is that the brain is relatively uniform in its genetic profile. And then later in life, it's relatively uniform. But there's this kind of this heterogeneous pattern here in middle age where it seems like we can change the rate of our brain aging by what we're doing, by our lifestyle. And the research definitely supports that.
That's exciting. When I was in school, we were taught that by birth, the brain was formed and there was nothing you could do to change it. And then that became
right.
1 year, 2 years, 5 years. I think they're up to 70 years. And knowing that the brain is still very plastic, and that's the exciting news, it responds beautifully to doing something right, and it also responds negatively when you do it poorly.
Well, that's right. And I remember going to school thinking, oh, the brain cells, you know, don't regenerate, don't renew themselves. We don't get any new neurons. And so that's our destiny. And what the science is showing us is that there's this whole concept of neural plasticity, the idea that the brain can regenerate, can rewire, and it just requires some exercise. Whether it's mental exercise, physical exercise, really allowing the neurons to reprogram, repattern themselves, you know, just doing something little every day to jog our mind. And that's why when I'm on an airplane and I see people doing puzzles and things like that, it's such a great exercise for keeping the brain active.
It certainly is. If you don't use it, you lose it. And just like
our
muscles.
You lose it, yeah.
I think it's why so many people in retirement start to decline. They no longer have the stimulus they had when working. But a lot of folks are just switching gears, getting new careers, taking the time to learn a language. I have a patient that suffered some memory loss from anesthesia, which is certainly can be harmful to the brain. She came out with memory loss, and she was in her 70s, so she took a course in Spanish. She wanted to challenge her brain and decided that she'd always wanted to learn it, and she really got her capacity back. So,
that's wonderful.
Takes dedication.
Yeah, it takes a dedication, and it's like anything else. It's even though it's not a muscle, it kind of works like a muscle in some ways. And that kind of takes us, that whole area kind of takes us into the next new concept that's happening in brain aging, which is that there is another form of diabetes that's out there. So we've got type 1 diabetes, which is insulin-dependent diabetes. We've got type 2, which is typically non-insulin-dependent and more, you know, really developed during middle age due to lifestyle changes.
I call that acquired.
Yes, acquired, definitely. And then what has been out in the research lately is this whole notion of type 3 diabetes, that this is a brain-specific form of diabetes. Because what we're finding out is that the brain responds to insulin. We never used to think of the brain as an insulin-dependent tissue, and it's not necessarily insulin-dependent, but it definitely works well with glucose and insulin together. And so what happens is, especially for people that have type 2 diabetes, the insulin and glucose levels in the brain start to change. So even though they may have high circulating insulin called, high peripheral hyperinsulinemia, what happens is the brain actually reduces the amount of insulin that is functional and gets into the brain. And so this changes all the dynamics within the brain. And most people don't realize, but there is a very strong relationship between insulin and beta amyloid production and metabolism within the brain matter.
And that beta amyloid is the plaque. That's the plaque that forms with aging and decline.
Yeah, well, beta amyloid is a protein that is throughout the body, but when it starts to clump in the brain matter, it can form these senile plaques, and this is really one of the hallmarks of the brains of Alzheimer's patients. You get these plaques, you also get these tangles or these neurofibrillary tangles. And so, yes, if we have an issue with insulin and glucose in the brain, and if you think of the brain is only about 2% of the body weight, but it consumes a large percentage of the glucose that we take in. So insulin is going to be very important for the brain matter.
Tell us a little bit more about how insulin has both a positive and a negative effect and how the brain actually modifies insulin function.
Well, it's not so much what I believe, based on the literature, is that it's not so much about the brain modifying insulin function. It's about the whole body changing how insulin is used within all the different systemic compartments. As I mentioned before, if somebody has high levels of insulin throughout their body and you take a blood sample and you see they have high insulin, high glucose, they're in a state of insulin resistance, what's going to happen is the body gets into kind of a protective mode, and the brain starts to stop the amount of insulin that's getting in and that can be active within the brain. And so you're going to see a lot of changes in neural plasticity, because one of the things that really helps neurons to be plastic and to grow and to really to transmit signals is the presence of insulin. And so as you can imagine, if somebody has very poor glucose balance in the body, very poor insulin management, what's going to happen is they're going to have some changes in how their brain functions because of this whole idea of insulin influencing brain plasticity.
So in essence, what we're getting is an impairment in healthy growth,
yes,
and recovery. As you said, the brain can regenerate. So the high insulin, high glucose in the blood leads to insulin resistance, and the brain tissues are as susceptible to that as other tissues. So that lack of insulin leads to this lack of regeneration.
Exactly. You said it much better than I did. And what we're seeing in Alzheimer's brains is that they have reduced brain insulin receptor expression. They have lower insulin concentrations in their cerebral spinal fluid. And what is very interesting, because we actually know this from human clinical trials, it's not just looking at cell studies and animal studies, but when you give insulin to these patients, it improves their memory and their performance, and the insulin has to be given in a specific way. I believe they did that intranasally. So things to improve insulin sensitivity in the body most likely are going to change what's happening in the brain. So it's very key as practitioners to really look at insulin regulation in the body, not from just a general systemic standpoint, but really for the aspect of promoting healthy cognition into the aging years.
Very well said. Just a reminder, listeners, that you're on Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Deanna Minnick after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gera Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gera Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And as I always say, we try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And it's a reminder that we're here every Sunday at 10 AM. Please tune in next Sunday and listen to Dr. Pissarro's interview with Elizabeth Stoller, a psychiatrist. We've been speaking with Deanna Minich, and we're talking about healthy brain aging. Deanna is with Metagenics, and she's been giving us a lot of good information. And what we've learned that may be new to a lot of you is that the brain is plastic, it regenerates, and it responds negatively to insulin resistance. So type 2 diabetes and what we call the type 3 brain-specific aging problems with diabetes results in poor brain regeneration, poor growth within the brain. So, Deanna, I hope I said that well. I always try to interpret it for our listeners because you've been giving us lots of good information.
Yeah, I think you've distilled it beautifully, Dana. And so what I'd like to focus on is now to really give you some tools, because we've talked about kind of the landscape that, you know, the brain is plastic. It's not about how much brain real estate you have. It's about how you use it and what you can do. And there are certain things you can do from a lifestyle modification perspective in the way of eating, in the way of nutrition, and in the way of certain types of activity that I alluded to earlier, whether it's physical or mental activity. So maybe we can go through those.
Excellent. Let's get started.
Okay. Because that's always the takeaway, right? You really want to know at the end of the day, well, what can I do about this?
So, yeah, I like people to finish the show and they can right then and there do something to benefit themselves.
Absolutely. So in terms of, let's start with food, because again, we're both nutritionists, and that's usually the platform that we like to work from. When it comes to food for the brain, number one, first and foremost, you want to be sure that what you're eating is low glycemic load, meaning that it's not going to have a large glycemic impact on the body. And that's just good all around for the body systemically, and also specifically for the brain. You're really going to be helping the brain if you're not going to be spiking your blood sugar up and then having these kind of roller coaster dips between glucose and insulin. So that's number one, first and foremost, low glycemic eating. And that means things that are high in fiber, things that are low in sugar, especially added sugars. And, you know, it's a little bit tricky because you could say, well, ice cream is low glycemic impact. You know, it's got all that fat, so it blunts the impact of glucose. So it can't just be low glycemic load. It's really got to be phytonutrient dense, meaning you've got to get the most phytonutrients per square millimeter of that food is possible. And that's where we come to something like the Mediterranean diet, right? Because we know the Mediterranean diet is full of color. It's full of fresh foods, whole foods, things that aren't processed. So I know that this sounds like kind of common sense, but there have been studies looking at cognition and people that are following the Mediterranean diet. And essentially what happens over time is that they protect their brains. They have a longer time period where they remain free of cognitive impairment versus somebody that's not following that eating regimen.
Well, that literature is impossible to deny at this point in time. And what's interesting is the Mediterranean diet is not a low-fat diet. And so we get into right. the good fats versus the bad fats.
Yes. Excellent point. You know, really, our brains are full of fat. About 60% of our brain matter is fat. And if you think of all the different cell membranes, they all have fat lining that cell wall and allowing things to come in and to flow out. And so if we have lots of saturated fat in the brain, what you can imagine would happen is things become a bit more rigid. Things don't flow in and out of the cells like they should. So what's really important is to ensure that we get lots of the fluid flowing fats, the omega-3 fats specifically, like
DHA.
DHA, that's the easier way to say it. Docosahexaenoic acid, there we go.
Okay, yeah.
Finally. So DHA and then also EPA, these are fabulous for the brain, and they really help the brain to be plastic. The amount of DHA and EPA is really correlated with neuroplasticity. So you want to be sure that you're getting things like salmon, that you're getting things like flaxseed oil, things like leafy green vegetables, and even nuts. And if you think of walnuts, just look at how it looks.
The brain.
It looks like a brain. So that's a little reminder to make sure you're getting those nuts. And, of course, we know that nuts are also important for reducing cardiovascular disease. It reduces our risk. So
it sure does.
Things. Yeah.
The nuts are wonderful. And I always throw in the caveat against hydrogenated oils, trans fats, and margarines because they're blockers for omega-3 fatty acids, and they get into the brain and take the place of
yes.
DHA. And that is about as a damaging happening that can occur. It is appalling to me that we let hydrogenated oils in, and that once they were in and the evidence was quite clear by the 50s and 60s that it took till 2000 for this country to start telling people they should no longer eat trans fats. My listeners probably get tired of hearing me talk about this, but I do think they are simply the worst aspect of our diets, right up there with the artificial sweeteners, the fried fats.
Oh, yes. And in fact, it wasn't until 2006 that consumers would know how much trans fat was in their product, right? Because that's when the labeling law went into effect. So even though we started to hear about it early in 2000, we really didn't start to see the effects of that in the hands of the consumer until much later.
Yeah, that, and I actually helped lobby for that effort in the 80s. It's appalling it took that long.
Yes, yes. So I'm glad that you bring that up. It's a very essential point. We've become a very fat-phobic society, you know, really taking out fat, focusing on low-fat diets. And I really think that we need to focus on the quality of fat, because anytime we become low in anything, we're going to be high in something else. So really, I think that the quality of fat is essential, especially when we're talking about the brain.
Yes.
And just to tag on to what you're saying about trans fats, I guess the one that I get up on the soapbox about, aside from artificial sweeteners, is the whole idea of advanced glycation end products, or AGEs, ages. And advanced glycation end products are essentially the browning products that you find in products that are high in protein and carbohydrate and have been subject to high heat. So things like toast, things like pizza crust, things like cookies, things that have protein and carbohydrate and have been cooked or baked and have that brown color. Essentially, what we know about those compounds is that they cause inflammation in the body and specifically in the brain.
This is a wonderful reminder. Most people are looking at their toast and saying, is it whole wheat? Is this what I want to be eating? Is it healthy? But if we're making toast, and the browner, the worst. Doesn't sound like good, excellent grammar, but that's what we're trying to tell people.
Absolutely. And so, you know, if you look at, you know, bacon is one of the highest sources of advanced glycation end products. Pizza, fried chicken, fried eggs, things like that. So, you know, to really go with less cooking, so it's not only the types of foods that you eat, but also how we prepare them. And I would encourage your listeners to really think about, you know, not applying high heat to things, because also you're going to change the fats in the food, right? You're going to oxidize the fats. They're not going to function the same way in the body. So I think it's really important to get some fresh, raw foods and really bring those into your dietary regimen on a daily basis. And you especially need those for, if you think of having a nice big salad, you're going to get your folate, which is very important for the brain, because when homocysteine levels raise in the blood, you know, this predisposes us to cardiovascular disease risk and also some brain issues as well. So folic acid, B12, and B6 are essential for that. And we get a lot of those B vitamins in fresh leafy greens.
Excellent. Good reminder. And the beans, because of their glycemic, their low glycemic effect and their stabilization of blood glucose, so high in fiber.
Oh, absolutely. Beans, and just be careful. If you're eating beans out of cans, and I know it's very difficult to think about having to prepare beans, it's just another thing you have to do, just make sure that they're rinsed very well. Some people can't digest beans very well because they don't have enough enzymes to break down beans, and so by rinsing them off, you can help with that. And also, there are some issues in addition with the enzymes, also with the lining of cans and containing certain compounds that may not be beneficial. So rinsing the beans is really important.
Good reminder. Before we take a break, Deanna, what I'd like you to do is give some tips to our listeners, summarize some of the food tips and some additional ideas with regard to healthy eating.
Excellent. Number one, to eat fish and other sources of omega-3 fats. To get other healthy fats would be like avocado, flaxseed oil, excellent for the brain. Also getting some fresh foods, some fresh leafy greens are great. Spices like curcumin can help reduce cognitive decline. And even berries and nuts. Blueberries are excellent for the brain. So if you can get a lot of these different phytonutrients, they're going to help to decrease cognitive decline.
Excellent. And we could throw in cinnamon as a spice because of its effect on glucose control as well. Very good. Thank you so much, Deanna. Please stay with us. Folks, we'll be back talking with Deanna Minich about healthy brain aging. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, proud to be alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and reminding you to tune in next Sunday to hear Kevin's interview with psychiatrist Dr. Elizabeth Stuller. Deanna Minich has been with us, and she's a clinical nutritionist and vice president of research and development communications with Metagenics. She's been talking about healthy brain aging. We talked a lot about the foods and the type of diet. And now we're going to talk about specific nutrients that support healthy brain aging. So thank you for being with us, Deanna, and I'm looking forward to what you share with regard to the nutrients.
Yes, thank you, Dana. Well, we talked about the food, and I always think that it's important to start there to be sure that you have an excellent foundation of low glycemic, high phytonutrient foods before you start and start to bring in all the different supplements. So as we think about all the supplements that are available, and Metagenics has so many, and there are some that I think would be very specific to help with insulin resistance, which, as we know, ties into brain aging. And one of the ones is a medical food. And a medical food, in case your listeners aren't aware, is a nutritional product that's designed to meet the nutritional needs of a specific clinical indication. So we have a product called Ultra Meal Plus 360, and this medical food is specific for people with a cardiometabolic syndrome. And cardiometabolic syndrome is essentially, the way I see it and the way I explain it to patients, is it's a pre-diabetic state. It's essentially, if you didn't change anything, chances are that you'd have a much greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So these people come in with certain biomarkers that really predispose them to things like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease because they have changes in their lipids, they have changes in their blood sugar, they have changes in blood pressure, they have changes in body composition. And so these people tend to have issues with insulin signaling in the body. And so we've done a number of studies with our with the UltraMeal line of medical foods, and we just completed a multi-center clinical trial in three different university sites. And so the findings from the trial are really remarkable. Because essentially what we did is we had the best diet that you could think of, which is the low glycemic, high phytonutrient Mediterranean style way of eating, against that same way of eating plus the medical food. And what we found is that that diet alone is really not, it's very helpful. You definitely need that basis. But that alone really cannot assist with turning back and changing a lot of the blood lipids and body composition parameters And so you really need to get some additional nutrients in order to make that change within the body. And the medical food is wonderful because it contains a lot of the nutrients that one needs in order to make those changes. So Ultramel Plus 360, it's a soy-based medical food. It's got phytosterols, and it also has two ingredients that we've done a lot of research on here at our campus. And one of the ingredients is a certain isoalpha acids from hops. So the hops plant, so what you make beer out of. But essentially, hops is a very medicinal plant. There are lots of different resins within that plant that are very healing for certain indications. And then the other plant active that we've done a lot of research on is the Acacia nilotica plant. This is a tree. It's a tree that grows in Asia and in Africa. And so we were able to take an extract, a very high antioxidant extract from the bark. And we found in our cell studies and in our animal studies that we were able to favorably modify insulin and glucose levels. So that's what we're also seeing in people that are taking the medical food, is beneficial changes in overall parameters relating to issues with insulin in the body.
It's excellent food. I've used it myself, and I've used it with people who are just trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle. They don't have to actually be pre-diabetic to benefit by using it. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, it's great because it gives you, usually when I'm working with patients, they're always thinking like, well, what do I eat next? And what do I have for a snack? What do I have for my lunch? What do I have for breakfast? And the medical food is great because it's almost like it's doing the thinking for you. It gives you all the nutrients you need without you really having to think about it, and you can insert that as a mid-morning snack or a mid-afternoon snack, and it works wonderfully. And because it has a low glycemic load, it gives you staying power, and you don't get hungry. So
That's the ideal. And I also want to remind listeners that it's chock full of nutrients. It's got the B vitamins, amino acids, antioxidants, the nutrients that support health throughout the body, but certainly brain health. So it is a complete package, a very healthy meal or snack, depending on how much you use.
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to that, if you don't want to take a medical food, we've actually isolated the two plant actives that I just spoke about, the hops, isoalpha acids, and also the acacia proanthocyanidins. And I know that sounds like a mouthful, but essentially these two plant extracts, and we put them into a tablet form, into the form of a nutraceutical called Insinase. And Insinase can be taken throughout the day, and sometimes we'll have people take this in conjunction with the medical food just to get additional support if needed, or it can also be taken on its own separate from the medical food. And so we've done lots of research on these plant compounds, and in fact, we have a number of publications now in peer-reviewed medical journals which really tell our research story if people are interested. So we've got lots of literature on how these things work.
Can you give a website for our listeners if they want to learn more about the Metagenics products? They can also go to Village Green. Village Green Apothecary carries these foods at myvillagegreen.com, these medical foods and the supplements. That's myvillagegreen.com. But perhaps they'd like to read more going on the Metagenics site.
Yes, and on the Metagenics site, which is www.metagenics.com, and Metagenics is spelled Metagenics, and if you go on that site, you're able to really download a lot of our technical information. Usually people have lots of questions about the different products, and we do a lot to address those concerns on the website. But if you do have specific questions and you want to talk to a live person, there's also a 1-800 number that you can call and talk to a trained technical person. And that number is 1-800-692-9400. Again, 1-800-692-9400. 9400, and they can help you, make the difference between all the different products. If you give a certain indication and you would like some guidance, they're very good at helping to recommend certain products for those indications.
And working with Metagenics, Village Green Apothecary has nutritionists too that can help you identify which products are going to be the most helpful. What other products and nutrients should listeners be looking for in trying to support healthy brain?
Sure. In addition to those two, so there's Ultramel Plus 360, and then there's Insinase, which is those two plant actives. There's also an incredible product in our line called Metaglycemix. And I think it's easy to remember the name because it's got the glycemic aspect of it embedded into the name. So Metaglycemix. And Metaglycemix has a number of different nutrients like green tea extract. And we know that green tea is very important for promoting insulin sensitivity in the body. It has cinnamon. And Dana, you've already mentioned that insulin, an insulin sensitizer is something like cinnamon. It helps the body to respond better to the effects of insulin. And also alpha-lipoic acid, which is very important as an antioxidant in the body and helps to promote healthy nerve function. So you've got a number of different, I mean, probably 20-some-odd different nutrients are in this nutraceutical. And it's also equipped with a lot of the minerals that you need, like chromium. The chromium really helps the cell to respond, again, to the effects of insulin. So for people that are chromium deficient, it's very important to replete that source of chromium. And you can also get chromium from food sources, of course, things like nuts, like we talked about. But oftentimes, we don't get enough chromium in our food supply. And so we've got chromium in the product, vanadium, taurine, carnosine, a whole list of different vitamins. And so I really like that product because it really keeps a lot of things in balance in terms of the different pathways and the different nutrients that are needed for those pathways as they relate to insulin function in the body.
Yeah, this combined product is nice because it really combines many of the nutrients that we talked about in the very first segment with the listeners and is easier to take. Well, I wish we had more time, Deanna, and I appreciate you being on the show. We will certainly have you back again.
Oh, I'd love to, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, as always, listeners, I think we got a lot of good information, a high antioxidant, high fiber, glycemically stable diet, and nutrients that support that, the Ultramel Plus 360, the Insinase, and the Metaglycemix, a combination of many of the antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients that support healthy brain aging. I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're here every Sunday at 10 AM, and you can access the show or any previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
The joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.